If you're just joining us, it is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're talking about a new reality show on the Discovery Channel that's co-hosted by a UW alumnus. It's called Reclaimed, and it's about the work of reviving old, deserted, dormant gold mines. Here's a bit of the trailer.
There's a secret to owning some of America's most valuable land.
Wow, is it cool up here?
They're called mining claims.
Look at this place. Holy smokin' Joe.
Often bought for pennies.
$5,000 for the whole claim?
Yep. They can be worth much more.
We have an inferred value of over $2 billion.
Have you ever wanted to try gold mining or pan for gold? Maybe you worked in a precious metal mining operation. What was that like? We're at 800-642-1234. Alex Charvet is co-host of Reclaimed on the Discovery Channel. He's a UW-Madison alum with a baccalaureate degree in forest science, master's in biological systems engineering. And this isn't his first foray into TV. He was a contestant on Top Shoot. That's a shooting competition reality show. Alex, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate.
Well, take us to these deserted mines. Where are they? What do they look like?
The mines are all over Colorado, and well, they're actually all over the Rocky Mountains, and including California. I think everybody's familiar with the gold rush of 1849. In fact, they're probably overly familiar with it right now because the 49ers just beat the Packers, and they got their name from the gold rush. So, unfortunately, we are connotating gold right now with a bad instance. But I mean, that's the situation. Gold was found out west in it's the Rocky Mountains. I mean, the Earth's crust came up and exposed a bunch of veins, and people said, hey, look, there's gold there, and started mining it. So we're going to these old claims and, in essence, reclaiming them, but it's not the actual hard rock mining most people think of. We're generally dealing with the tailings.
Now, what does that mean?
The tailings are what's left over. It's kind of like in home state, the Badger State there, a badger digs a hole and there's a bunch of dirt that comes out of the ground and a little pile next to the hole, and we call that tailings in mining. and that's what it is here. I mean, these miners went in the mountains and they dug into the ground and, you know, kind of spit out all the bad rock right in front of the hole. And that bad rock, well, back then wasn't very valuable. Today is. There was a cost of getting the gold from the mine to the mill and getting that processed. And there was a threshold. I mean, it still exists in business today. What's profitable? And that profit point has changed. So today, what wasn't valuable then is now. So, I mean, gold's at $1,600 an ounce, or pretty close to that. I think it was like $1,570, I don't know. But it's a lot more than it was back then. Back then, it was about $20 an ounce.
I imagine your equipment has changed a lot since the gold rush in the 1800s.
Exactly. I mean, that's the other thing that's in our favor right now. I mean, we have bulldozers, we have, diesel machinery, jackhammers, a lot of stuff that we didn't have back then. Excavators, I mean, that didn't exist then. It was dynamite, a pickaxe, a shovel, and a donkey, and that's how you transported, ore from place to place. And everybody thinks you just go in the mountain and you, hack away, and all of a sudden there's, these big gold chunks that come out and you're rich. But most of the time that gold had to be processed, and that went through a mill, it was refined, and then they took the gold out of the rock. And we're much more efficient at that today than we were back then.
We're talking with Alex Charvet. He's co-host of Reclaimed. It's a new reality TV series that airs on the Discovery Channel. Alex, how did you get involved with this series on the Discovery Channel? How did this show come about?
This is a long story, and I'll try to make it as short as I can. So back in 2011, I applied for a shooting show on TV. It was History Channel. It was called Top Shot. And we used live firearms, and it was a competition. And I did that in 2011, did well, and went back in 2013 for, it was called Top Shot All-Stars. They took the best back for another competition. And through that process, I just enjoyed it. I loved the camera aspect of it. And it wasn't the money. There's very little money in it, by the way. There's the fame. Occasionally I get recognized. That's not it either. But it's sharing this story. It's this passion that you're, telling somebody else. It's like writing a book, but the book is in 3D. It's live, and you're sharing that with an audience, and I love that part of it. So I just stayed in touch, and this is very difficult, but the networking, I call it Hollywood, but it's not really Hollywood. These producers just kept, staying in touch, asking what's going on, applying for different auditions, just talking to them. And there's a local one in Denver. It's called Dorsey Pictures, and one of the representatives there said, hey, we have an idea about some log cabins. We're looking for an expert. And I said, I am the expert.
You build log cabins.
Yes. I'm like, that's me. So that sort of stopped there. We pitched a show, and that show was called Cabin Rescue, and that aired in 2016, I think. and it didn't get picked up. It was on a playoff night, and we didn't have any luck. Our ratings were okay, but not good enough. And at the time, Discovery was buying HG and a bunch of other networks, and it just wasn't a good time. And me being, you know, part of that group, along with Dorsey, the producers, kind of morphed that show. And we're like, well, what if we fixed up cabins on mining claims where there was gold? Because Discovery sort of, I don't want to call it secret ingredient, it's obvious. One of their keys to their shows is gold, and we threw that in there because it's right in our backyard, and we got greenlit this spring, and that means we got the go. So it's been nine years in the coming to make this happen.
Well, let's take a call now. Lucy in Madison is with us. Good morning, Lucy.
Hi.
Hi, Lucy.
My question is about, I'm aware that for gold mining, they use a cyanide chemical, which is extremely poisonous. And then I've seen, you know, like where they have mines, they have like a, I don't know what you call it, a pond where they put their cyanide chemicals.
Sure,
you know,
a tailings
pond. Be lined. So how do you deal with that, you know, if you have a bunch of small mines developing? And how are the people going to deal with that? Because that's a dangerous chemical, and it can cause, it can get loose into the environment. So how do they deal with that?
Yeah, cyanide's incredibly dangerous. We don't use cyanide anymore. Well, not at this level. What we're doing is we're taking the tailings, which are the leftovers, like I explained. We're bringing those to a local mill, and the local mill is highly regulated. It's incredible, almost unfathomable amount of rules and regulations these guys have to follow. But those tailings go through a mill, and for the most part, they're sorted physically, not chemically. So the rock, these tailings are crushed, and they're sorted gravimetrically. We're dividing them by weight, in essence, through some sort of sluice box. I mean, that's the common term, but it's on a much larger scale. And we're separating the ore in that manner. So we're not using chemicals. There is some chemical refining that is done, but it's highly regulated, and it's not done on site. So it's a different... I mean, we're not digging holes in the ground and using cyanide out in the woods. I mean, that's not happening. And if somebody is doing that, it's highly regulated.
Yeah, Alex, what goes into the day-to-day activity of shooting this and working in these mines? Because to me, it would be like each mine is different. Each episode then would be quite different from one to the next.
It is. And the cool thing about our business sort of plan with this situation is we're not actually doing the mining. Kevin and I, Kevin's the other host, he's actually my best friend in real life. We're not doing the mining. We're not swinging a pick. We're not shoveling ore. What we're doing is we're going to these sort of cash-strapped miners, and I don't mean it negatively. It's just a lot of people have this dream and say, I really want to do this, and I bought this claim, and they can get them for almost pennies on the dollar, and there's a lot of reasons for that. And they pick them up, and they're like, well, there's gold in the hill, and there is, but they can't get it out. So we basically finance their startup and sort of give them a kickstart to get them going. And they actually do the processing and all that, and we're just taking a part of it. So like you said, in terms of the filming, it is varied. But I think that's what brings life to this show, because it's not the same thing over and over. The premise is the same, but the picture when we're done is different every single time.
How dangerous is this work?
It's not that bad. It really isn't. We're not in the mines, and there's MSHA. MSHA is like sort of our mining safety. It's basically the OSHA of mining. I mean, we always have representatives there working with us on the safety aspect of it. In terms of safety, our biggest threat is probably getting to and from the mine, and in a lot of cases, that is very difficult to do.
So that creates some drama, some tension. You need tension in this reality show there, Alex.
Yes. So yes. I mean, we've used everything from horses, dirt bikes, ATVs, helicopters, off-road jeeps. I mean, our feet. I mean, accessibility is one of the reasons why these things are relatively inexpensive.
Because helicopters?
You just can't get to them.
So are there any more reality shows up your sleeves? What should we know about your next project?
Right now, I'm just hoping for season two. I'm having a blast with this. I mean, it's literally a dream come true. So I'm not looking beyond this right now. I'm just hoping that our viewers like it. And, you know, we're just sharing very passionately. And, you know, it's reality TV in the sense that it is us. There's no, we're not doctoring anything up. And I hope that comes through to the audience and it's liked.
As we wrap up here, when you meet the people who own these claims, and some are really destitute, what is that like?
The meeting the claim owners is really interesting because we've run the gamut, from literally dirt poor to very wealthy businessmen who are, investing in these claims. And it's all, the spectrum covers that entire area. And it's, you never know what you're going to get. You just don't. I mean, some of these people are like, this is my dream. They've literally laid down all of their cash to make this happen. And these other people, on the investor standpoint, the much higher level, are like, all right, here's a business proposition. If you guys can do X, Y, and Z, we can get going with this. So that part is really interesting, and the people are amazing, just good-hearted people.
Alex, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely, Kate. Thank you for having me on.
Alex Charvet is co-host of the Discovery Channel reality TV series Reclaimed. It airs Thursdays at 8 Central. Coming up, Facebook has been under pressure from Congress to change its hands-off rules for political ads. Do you use Facebook? How do you feel about the way the platform approaches political advertising? Join in 800-642-1234. We look at Facebook ad policies in an election year right after this news update on the Ideas Network.